VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Iran's supreme leader has threatened Israel and the United States with a crushing response over attacks on Iran and its allies. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei spoke Saturday as Iranian officials have been increasingly threatening to launch yet another strike against Israel after its October 26 attack on the Islamic Republic that targeted military bases and other locations and killed at least five people. Khamenei said that the enemies, whether the Zionist regime or the United States of America, would definitely receive a crushing response to what they're doing to Iran and the Iranian nation and to the resistance front. The supreme leader did not elaborate on the timing of any attack nor the scope. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
An attack on a central Israeli town early Saturday injured at least 11 people. The pre-dawn strike on Tira, a predominantly Israeli Arab town, was one of several barrages fired from Lebanon on Saturday. The strikes come as satellite imagery and data collected by mapping experts show extensive destruction in 11 villages in southern Lebanon located immediately next to the border with Israel. More than 1 million people have fled bombardment, emptying much of the south. Some experts say Israel may be aiming to create a depopulated buffer zone, a strategy it has already deployed along its border with Gaza. Israel says it is trying to push the Hezbollah militants away from the border. The delayed polio vaccination campaign in Gaza resumed Saturday after the rollout was derailed by Israeli bombardments, mass displacement, and lack of access. I stayed here in northern Gaza along with my children and came here to give my children the polio vaccine. They were supposed to get it a month ago. The final phase of the campaign hopes to reach an estimated 119,000 children under 10 years old.